This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Archbishop-designate James Gulka will officially be installed as the next Archbishop of Denver today. He succeeds Archbishop Samuel Aquila, who announced his retirement last year. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Gulka will formally take over as Denver Archbishop during an installation mass at CoBank Arena at the National Western Complex. The Pope's U.S. representative, Cardinal Christophe Pierre, will read the apostolic letter assigning him as Denver's sixth archbishop during the celebration. Gulka was appointed by Pope Leo XIV. He was bishop of Colorado Springs for the last 4 years. Gulka will celebrate his first Mass at the Cathedral Basilica of the Immaculate Conception as Denver Archbishop on Thursday. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The Colorado House passed a bill yesterday that would make it easier for homeowners to sell part of their property. It would require local governments to let people split their lots into two and sell one of them so long as it's big enough. Lawmakers hope the measure would help areas with housing shortages increase supply. The proposal, if passed, would take effect in 2028. Colorado's Mountain Rail Service will connect Denver to Granby when it gets rolling later this year. But state officials are already thinking about adding another stop in the metro area. Denverite's Andrew Kenny.
When the state's Mountain Rail Service first launches, passengers will likely have to board in downtown Denver. But state officials think a stop in the city's western suburbs could boost ridership. That's why they've started planning a new station near Arvada. While the location is not decided, passengers could eventually board near an existing stop on RTD's G Line. The Mountain Rail Service will run on an existing freight corridor, initially heading up to Winter Park and Granby, but eventually going as far as Steamboat Springs and Craig.
This is CPR News and KRCC.